A very pleasant thought and very pleasant company. I am joined in the studio by our very own Inda Roach. And Inda is going to tell us all about her new series, Little Words, Big Story. Now, I remarked earlier when we played the promo for it that I thought it was absolutely fabulous. Inda, well done on the promo. Never mind anything else.
Thanks a million. Well, you know, sometimes when you see promos or when you see a piece of a film, it's always the best bit. But in this case, it's not. In this case, the promo is just a small flavour of what people can expect. And the story we have a 10-part series, but we're running with a 4-part before the schools close. We wouldn't have gotten the full 10-part in. So we're running with that at the minute. And we have all round, we have 16 local schools signed up to the project. There are no adult voices. The kids take over. They take over the station for the weekend and they come in and there's readers from the schools and there's presenters from the schools. And of course, all the stories and poems that appear in the series are sent in to us. They're written by their pupils and they have a certain amount of time to write the stories and poems. So we give them categories or they can pick their own. And the schools love it, the kids love it, the parents love it, we love it. So it's a great project to work on.
And when you say the kids come in, what age group are you talking about here? We'll say from the youngest voice that we're going to hear in the series to the oldest.
Well, the promo is a little girl called Alana, and she's 7. So she does the promo and was brilliant. This week's programme will be presented by Aoife O'Connor, and she's from St. Francis of Assisi in Balmain, and she's 8. So she's one of the presenters. And in the first programme, which went out yesterday, Wednesday at 9:30, the feature story, which is a story that is somewhat different to other stories that we would get in. And she was 8 and she's from Scolonia in Rohini. So we have children from 7 up to the eldest. So you would get the odd child who would be 13 because they'd be moving on this year. A lot of input from kids in 6th class because it's sort of last chance, like, you know. But everybody has to be featured and you have to take into account the little stories as well as the big stories because everybody gets a, you know, anybody who writes a story or poem gets a deserves a chance to be heard.
Does it knock you back on your heels and just put a smile on your face when you look at these kids, like you're saying, 7, 8 years of age, and their confidence levels?
Well, do you know, it's absolutely amazing. And they have a lot of confidence, and actually some of them wouldn't be hugely confident. We have a pre-record day where we would bring in readers and presenters and they get to know each other and they get to talk to each other. And you can tell then who's going to work well with who. Now, we would pair people for the day and give them a recording date, but that would be just for the day because you have to start somewhere and that might change around because you'd see two kids together and say, oh no, I put X with Y and Y with Z, like, you know, and you would change them around. But they would have, it gives them, once they come in and they go through scripts and they find out about presenting for radio and reading for radio, and then they get to come into studio and have a look at studio, and of course that's the highlight for them, like, you know. The rest of it is sort of, it's like, when is the main event happening, you know? So sorry, they come in and they would have a lot, but you would have, some of the kids wouldn't have a huge amount of confidence when they come in, but they have a huge amount of confidence going out. And you would still have kids saying, well, tell me when it's on because I'm not going to school that day, because all the schools listen on their whiteboards. They can tune into the programme online and it automatically comes up on the whiteboards. So a lot of the schools would actually do art when it's going out, and it gives the kids a chance to listen in and also be doing something creative themselves, like, you know. But you would have kids saying, oh, I'm not going into school that day, and then go in, and when they go in, sort of because, you know, they haven't been heard on radio and all the other kids will be listening, well, they go in sort of a bit sheepish, but apparently they come out 10 feet tall when they've heard themselves.
And you said in that 16 schools, did you have any problem getting schools to buy into this?
Well, you wouldn't have a problem by and large. Like, I could fill it and I could get more, but even 16 schools, as I say, over the time it will be a 10 part, so it's sort of you really couldn't take any more than that. And you would have other schools, or you would have parents who would hear it, who would have children in other schools, and other schools would contact you and say, can you shortlist us if you're doing it again, which you can do. But because I suppose schools know how good it is, and we get great comments back from the schools about the fact that the confidence it has given the children, about how much the children have enjoyed it. We will get feedback from parents saying that it has made a huge difference to their kids. And sometimes you'll find kids who would be academic wouldn't really be in the limelight as such. A lot of our schools are, there's so much money pumped into sport, and sport is the main thing. And a lot of kids who might be interested in writing, not all, but a lot of them mightn't, you know, they wouldn't be the, you know, be the sports kids that a lot of the limelight would be on. So when they get to take part in this, or when they get to write their story and poem, and that's heard on the radio, it's it makes a huge difference to them, because they're part of something bigger rather than just being on their own writing their stories and poems. They're now part of a very large group, and a group that, like, we could do this every day of the year, every year, and you would fill it, because there is that much interest in these types of series, like, you know, and kids do love them, and it's just great.
Yeah, and of course the usual government health warning runs with this, and the reason I'm saying this is because I just want to your opinion on this, and you know, this is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland through your television licence fee. And the reason I say that is there are community radio stations, there are local radio stations, you know, outside of the big commercial radio stations that we're talking about. Do you think that this is a template that maybe a lot of other radio stations around the country should grab hold of, and this could be reproduced in every little radio station the length and breadth of the country?
It actually could, and I could say to people that, from, you know, they will have no problem filling it. Now, there are schools that would, as I say, their thing is sport, and they'll just go back to you and say, well, we have a lot on, and that is okay, because schools do. Schools are, they're so busy all the time, and they are so involved with the children, and they might have their calendar full for the year or whatever, like, you know, but and you know, schools are going to have other things to do, but, you know, you just say, well, okay, thank you, and you ring the next school, because you know you will not have a problem filling the places.
And the other side of it, Inda, and I'm conscious of the fact that we're getting tight for time here, but something, and it irks me greatly, is we seem to have a situation now where the English language is almost changing and evolving in front of our eyes, that the English language that, and I'm not putting us in the same age bracket, but the excuse me, the English language that we knew, where you had to have full stops, commas, apostrophes, all that, that seems to be disappearing, and it seems to be replaced now by text speak. So if for nothing else, this would bring back proper grammar and proper you know, how to construct sentences, how to construct paragraphs. It could bring that back to children of a young age.
Well, it does, yeah, but we always, you know, when schools get in touch with me, and they're sending in stories, and they say, oh, they need editing, and just send them in to me. That's what I say, just send them in to me, because a school could send me in 15 stories, but only, well, for this part of the series, only 4 stories will be chosen. So you can spend a lot of time. And I just say, just send them in, stick them in the post, I'll have a read. And when I choose the stories then, or when we choose the stories, we can decide what's done with them. Like, you know, you can decide. And I don't actually mind, I'm not overly precious about grammar with the kids, because they're only young, and they will find that. And it's just nice to hear their voice and to hear what they have to say in their own words.
Inda, where did you get the idea from?
Well, I was the non-sporting type of child. I played basketball a bit, but I was appalled. Most people didn't even know I was on the team. I was so appalling. And myself, my brothers did judo. And again, I got an award one time for best improved. But that's because I was so bad to begin with. So I was always writing away little stories, little poems. And I have a nephew and he's the same, not sporty at all. And he was a fantastic writer, writing brilliant stories and poems. When I graduated, I started doing work for RTE Junior, and I just thought, wouldn't it be great if there was somewhere to go with these stories and poems? So, you know, other people can hear them, so children's creativity can be shared. So that's where it came from. When you're doing programs for the National Stadium Station, they're national programs, so you might be able to get three schools from Dublin involved, whereas I really wanted to do something local where we could get as many of the kids locally involved, because when are they ever going to be in a radio studio? When are they going to be introduced to media and the fact that they can actually make media? So obviously I love media, and I just thought it'd be really nice for our schools here to be able to come on board and to get involved.
Enda Roach, not alone for little words, big words, but I mean, there isn't a month or 6 weeks goes by but you have a series here, and it's absolutely fabulous. Always, she's a breath of fresh air around the building, folks, is all I can tell you. Enda, thanks a million for coming in, and the best of luck with that. Now, just before you go, the first four are going out now before the summer holidays.
Yes.
And when do we go with the second six?
Well, the second part of the project kicks off in September, so kids will be back writing stories and poems, and we'll be getting them all in, and we'll have them all in then to record. They're all pre-recorded programmes, so the kids come in and record them, and then we edit it down and put in music and sound effects to go with the stories and bump it up a bit, and they just love it.
Ah, you're windy. We should not do it live. It'd be a great crack. Can you imagine what they come out with? And thanks a million for coming in on a lovely day.
Thank you.